This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday as we try to round out a work week here. We're going to do a couple food-related items, I'll be honest with you, before we get back to more talking about where we are culturally. We're going to talk about the workplace and everything else. I know you're still hurting. We're still sore. So we're pausing on all the serious stuff for a moment. I'm going to get to this one. Dear Kelly, the culinary expert, on a quick trip to the grocery store, I came upon a display of boxes, limited edition pizza flavored Kraft macaroni and cheese. Couldn't resist buying the box. I'm eating it now. Is this something Chris, Corey, or you would ever try? All right. His name is Bob. So you have no idea, Bob, the memories you just stirred in me. Pizza-flavored Kraft Mac. So in Iraq, I was there at the very beginning for the invasion. You know, for the invasion. We were down in Kuwait before George Bush even declared war. And then, you know, we were one of the first units over the line, you know, during the invasion. Now, the point of me telling you that is we didn't have facilities when we were there. Not like came after. You know, once you conquer a place, then you start building up your bases and building up things, and then more modern things come in. And believe me, it's not that I had it worse than the guys who came after, because a lot of that IED, terror, Fallujah stuff came after I was gone. It came after I was gone, and the more. So I'm not saying I had it worse, but not at all. But facility-wise, when we were there, there was nothing. There were no shops. There was no place to buy. There was nothing. It was just Iraq as we conquered it. And for a few weeks, we were moving faster than the mail. We couldn't even really get mail. Like, so there wasn't even communication. There was nothing. My parents didn't know if I was dead. It was a very stressful time apparently for them. They would just stay glued to the news every night, hoping for a glimpse of me with one of the embedded reporters. So that's just that's what it was like over there. But we go all the way up to Baghdad. Then at some point in time, my unit got sent down to an Iraqi city called Najaf. Trust me, you don't ever want to go. Don't put it as part of your vacation plans. We go down to this city called Najaf. We were doing things there. We set up in this farmer's market, but it was an empty farmer's market. Again, there are no facilities. There's no PX. The PX is a store. There's no PX. There's no nothing. Your only route to getting anything that is not the chow they give you is people have to mail you care packages. That was your only route to anything. Now, my family, my parents, and my sister, Mickey, they are well aware of my food obsession, and they were aware of what I would want in a care package. Look, send me a couple magazines, and then fill me up with food. Send me food as much as you can. Send me food, right? You know what Easy Mac is? Most people know what Easy Mac is. If you don't, it's Kraft mac and cheese, only it's condensed and it's, you know, faster to make. You don't need milk. It's add water, cook it. Oh, Chris, look. If it's all you've got, buddy, it's not bad. All right. You add water. You don't need milk. You don't anything else. You add water. You get it cooking. You eat. You enjoy. Back then, they came out with pizza-flavored Easy Mac. My parents and my sister used to send me pizza-flavored Easy Mac and Slim Jims. You know, the long kind of pepperoni beef sticks? I would sit there and make Easy Mac in my canteen cup And then I would take a Slim Jim and tear it apart into wee little pieces and mix it up in the pizza flavored Easy Mac and essentially had pepperoni pizza, Kraft mac and cheese. I had pretty much forgotten about this until you sent me an email about pizza flavored Kraft mac. How about that? And maybe you're sitting there saying that sounds gross. And honestly, maybe it would be gross if I had it today. If all you've eaten is MREs for a week, a month, that meal tastes better than anything you've ever eaten in your entire life. In your entire life, that's the meal right there. Jesse, I'm a 31-year-old woman. I have found myself instinctively lowering my voice in public wherever I'm talking to friends about my conservative views out of fear some unhinged person will hear me and turn violent. Should I take the risk and be more bold? Am I a coward to whisper? I'm wrestling with this. Her name is Annie. Okay, Annie, and anyone else feeling this way, first of all, everything is environmentally dependent, okay? From a 30,000-foot view right now, we want to be bold. You understand? We want to be bold. We want to be loud. We have to let these people know we're not afraid. Okay, but that's the 30,000-foot view. We still have to be situational with things. Situational with things, all right? Especially a woman. A woman who is more physically vulnerable than a man. But it's not like this doesn't apply to me. I'm not going to go to Portland, Oregon, and drive down to the local Antifa protest at midnight, surrounded by 100 masked animals, and scream that I'm Jesse Kelly and I hate all of you communist scum. That goes from brave and bold to dumb. That's dumb. That's asking for trouble. We have to be aware of where we can and where we can't. And look, if you're doing that in personal situations where there's no physical danger, then yes, I would say you need to change that and be bolder. What I'm talking about is, as we discussed before, if you're going to hang out with the neighbors this weekend, I know there's a big fight tomorrow night. I'm going to watch it. It's a big fight. Maybe you're going to watch a fight or some football, or and you're gathering with neighbors at a house or family at a house, and the liberal Aunt Peggy walks in screaming how happy she is that Charlie Kirk's dead. No, you step up, you speak up, and you put that demon in her place. No question about it. But if you are downtown San Francisco surrounded by a bunch of lunatics and you're a 120-pound woman, maybe keep your voice down. Just, we have to be, what is it? As shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. It is a dangerous world right now for people on the right. It doesn't mean we cower in fear. Doesn't mean we change things. What it means is we acknowledge there is a violent communist street animal class in this country who has been radicalized by the language of the elites. They are most definitely radicalized at universities by their friends and professors, and they are definitely radicalized by online forums where they get together with other evil demons and they plot murders and threaten murders, and that toxic stew is not gone. That animal they arrested for Charlie's murder earlier today, I promise you, he's not the last one. He has friends. There are those people everywhere across the country, often young, violent, broken away from their family. From what we understand of that young man, he had a wonderful upbringing, a two-parent home. Two-parent home. At a two-parent home, his parents were registered Republicans. There are pictures of them out to dinner sharing a blooming onion at Outback. What's better than that? And apparently he changed. He changed for a reason. Something changed him. Maybe it was the university. But he wasn't there long, from what I understand. It was probably online. We have to understand there are more. I wish there wasn't, but there is an army of communist street animals in this country who will act violently. And that's, as I mentioned, the challenge for Donald Trump and Pam Bondi is to track down these terrorist networks, arrest them all, arrest the funders, arrest the organizers, and smash the brick-by-brick mortar that holds up communism in this country, or we will get a dictator here. Now, let me talk about the parents' aspect of this in a moment. Before I do that, like I said earlier this week, I think it's as great a time as ever to give to preborn. Preborn is the one handing out free ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. Preborn offers love, support. If mom needs something else, maybe she needs a shelter from an abusive husband or boyfriend. Maybe she needs substance abuse counseling. 2 years, up to 2 years of care. They don't just give her an ultrasound and boot her out on the street and say, best of luck. When she chooses life, they're there for her. You're there for her. And it's tax deductible. $28 buys that ultrasound, but there aren't limits. Give them 100. Give them 100,000. I don't care. Preborn.com/Jesse. There's no better time than right now to save a life. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll talk briefly to parents next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you need to email the show. You can. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your questions, your sadness. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So, Governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, got up and talked a little bit today about the shooter, the family member. Here he was.
Investigators interviewed a family member who stated that had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which he came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, he mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate.
I want to speak to a specific generation, but this will apply to all parents. Because I'll tell you right now, when my kids were little, when our boys were little, James and Luke, Ab and I, now you know how political I am. I haven't been doing media forever, so I wasn't doing that then. I was selling RVs and doing all kinds of other stuff, but I'm a very political person. But we had this mentality when our kids were super young that, well, we're not going to bring politics home. No, no, no. Let's just, you know, can't we talk about Santa Claus and G.I. Joes and stuff like that? Don't go into politics. Shouldn't we? No, we shouldn't, right? Yeah, let's not. That's what we did. And previous generations, many of them, not all, but many of them, most of them, I would bet you money if you're older than me, that's how you were raised. Maybe your parents said one thing to you or another thing to you, but it certainly wasn't often. I've told you, my parents, the one conversation in the history of my childhood that I ever remember having with my parents about politics, one, this is me. I asked my father, I think I was in the first or second grade, and they were doing some mock debate. It was a presidential election. And I asked my father, Dad, are we Democrats or Republicans? And my dad says, Republicans. And that was it. That's it. But that's common. That has been common. Don't be political. Let's just raise your kids with good values. We don't have to talk about the news of the day. Those days are gone now. Now that the communists have changed their mentality, now that that cancer has grown, it's grown more pervasive, more evil, now that social media makes access to even dark things really, really easy, now that times have changed, you, a parent, have to talk to your children about politics, and you have to be bold about it. I don't mean, well, just do some reading. And let me caution you against something else, because this I hear a lot. Let me caution you against, well, no, just take them to church, read the Bible with them. Now, pause for a moment. Read the Bible with them. Take them to church. But don't think for a second that is enough. Well, if I just introduce them to Jesus, they'll be fine. There are all kinds of skinny jeans wearing loser pastors across this country who are completely owned subsidiaries of the Communist Party. That is not near enough. I am talking about, you talk to them about Charlie Kirk, talk to them about Antifa, talk to them about tranny nonsense, open borders, illegals. You have to talk to your children. You have to begin to inoculate your children in this day and age. If you do not, if you wash your hands of it, well, they'll figure it out when they start paying taxes. If you do that, man, you are sending them out naked, completely unarmed, and there are wolves circling looking for your children. That young man in Utah, 22 years old, was raised by Republican parents in a loving household, and the wolves circled him and circled him and circled him. And when they finally sunk their fangs into him, he was not ready. He was not ready and turned into a demon. Now he's 22 years old. He'll be tried, he'll be convicted, and he will live the rest of his life on death row until the state of Utah kills him. I am not here, actually, to dump blame on those parents. I wasn't in the home. In fact, I would ask you to pray for those parents. Imagine the hell they're going through right now. His own father turned him in. Imagine that pain. Imagine the pain that family's going through finding out your son's a demon. Freaking horrible. Pray for them. But remember this. They're circling your house too. Those hungry, angry wolves, they are searching your house, dying for a moment with your children, waiting. Maybe your children leave the home by internet. Maybe they physically leave the home. They are going to pounce. Are your children prepared for the wolves? I promise you, taking them to church on Sunday is not enough. Prepare them politically in this culture, all right? All right. And by the way, now that you've purged communist demons from your company, now that you're expanding, I'm glad your business is going well. Use ZipRecruiter, please. Use ZipRecruiter because it saves you time and money. That's why I want you to use ZipRecruiter. That's why it's the hiring site. It's number one for employers. Why do you think that is? It's number one because it saves time and money. That's the problem when you have to hire someone. It takes for freaking ever. You can't get people to show up for interviews. You can't find someone qualified. Or even worse, you find someone overqualified. You're banging your head against the wall. You don't have time for this nonsense. But ZipRecruiter makes sure they take all that time and give it back to you. You sign up for ZipRecruiter. First day, you will have the qualified candidates in front of you. ZipRecruiter handles that for you. That's what makes them so great. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and you can try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. And as Dr. Jesse Friday, Tomahawk, this guy says, don't worry if you don't know. That was my call sign when we were hog hunting in the helicopter. I came up with it myself. We need to lighten up things on a Friday. Which food did you eat in the past that you can't eat anymore? So I have a couple answers for this. I, as you know, am a junk food freak, and I'm unbelievably white trash, and I love Jack in the Box. Have I ever told you that I love Jack in the Box? Love Jack in the Box. I love it so much, to Aubrey's horror, when we first started dating, she discovered that Jack in the Box, because they're Americans, Jack in the Box serves their entire menu all day long.
You know, freedom is not free.
And she discovered that I would go down to Jack in the Box. I would get an ultimate cheeseburger. That's a double cheeseburger. Curly fries, a Coke, and mozzarella cheese sticks for breakfast. This is Aubrey. This is, you know, super health freak Aubrey. Just the look on her face.
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
She was mortified. That's how much I loved Jack in the Box. But that was back when I was 25, you know, 26. Now I'm 44. I still, look, hey, I'll eat fast food on occasion. I would guess once a week, maybe. Once a week. On occasion, I would eat fast food. Please don't think that I'm some health freak now. But the days of buying everything on the Jack in the Box menu that I can afford at the time are really past. And you know why I know they're really past? I think it was yesterday. Chris, when did we get Jack in the Box? Yesterday? It was yesterday. We got Jack in the Box. I was just in the mood. I comfort eat. You know, I was down yesterday the same way we're all down today. I'm terrible with food when it comes to that. If I'm down, get out of the way. I'm about to eat everything. And we're not getting it again, Chris. And we got Jack in the Box. And I got a sourdough Jack, large curly fries, and I got some jalapeno cheese poppers. And I inhaled, and some spicy chicken strips. I got all this just for me. What, Chris? What? Chris said the jalapeno poppers, were there any good? They're fantastic, Chris. They're fantastic. Anyway, I got all of those. And I sat here in the studio and ate away my sorrows and stuffed as much Jack in the Box in my body as I possibly could. When you are younger, you can do that. And then you can go on a 5-mile run. Apparently, that's not quite the case when you're 44. For the next 5 hours, I was, my stomach was didn't feel good. My body didn't feel good. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the man I used to be. Jesse, Wednesday evening, I awoke. Well, this is a heavy one. Wednesday evening, I awoke to start my night shift at the hospital to hear the news about Charlie Kirk. I was so distraught, I almost called in sick. I bucked up, I knew I had a responsibility, and I went into work. To my dismay, not a single member of the nursing team said anything about the tragedy. I spoke to one CNA about it, a guy I thought might be sharing my grief. Nope. He responded with, "Normal, violence is bad, but he said some hateful stuff. I feel like I'm stuck in hell surrounded by demons. I can't leave woke Oregon. My daughter's commie mom isn't leaving and would never surrender her 50% custody of the girls. Any words of encouragement would be greatly appreciated. P.S. At least I have my girls to hold tight for the next week, and I'll be heeding your advice to do just that." I wanted to read this. This is really for everybody who is stuck in a place they can't get out of. It's very easy for me to sit here and tell you to move. And look, I shouldn't say it's easy. I did it. I did it without two pennies to rub together. I did it when I was flat broke. That's how committed I was to living in a place that shares my values. And it was the best thing we ever did, to pack up everything and move to Texas. But there are some people who simply can't. Job-wise, you can't. Family-wise, you can't. You know, there are people who can't. And maybe this is you. Maybe you are stuck behind enemy lines. Maybe you're not only stuck behind enemy lines, you're working in a field and you're so grossed out. We have so many emails from teachers and nurses. It's wild how common this is. Teachers and nurses have been pouring in for 2 days saying, Jesse, you can't believe what my colleagues are saying. Jesse, we're fighting the good fight here. But oh my gosh, I had no idea. So I just wanted to express to you, keep going. Keep your head down. Keep walking forward, moving forward. I know you're in a horrible situation and you want out of that situation. I know that's the case. Fight in whatever way you can fight. But remember, there's a place for everybody and there's a benefit everybody gets. And I say that to say this, you have a unique perspective on the mind of communists that people who live in red areas do not know. I told you yesterday about all these people who are getting fired, all these Democrats who are getting fired because they're celebrating it on social media. And why are they so bold? How could you be not only so stupid, so bold? People with huge careers, military officers and Secret Service agents and teachers and university professors, and they're all getting fired. But how could you be that bold and stupid online? Ah, ha, ha, you deserved it. Woohoo! How could you be that bold? Well, I know, having lived in blue areas, that is how Democrats talk when they are amongst each other. They talk as if they want their opponents to die. Sometimes they joke about killing them. Sometimes they'll simply laugh and give a half-joking, well, maybe he'll have a heart attack. But the desire for their political opponents to die is present in Democrat circles, and you are a liar if you say otherwise. Every poll shows this to be true, and more importantly, the people like you who live behind enemy lines know it is true. Sometimes that takes the radical form of an Antifa animal slaughtering somebody or expressing a desire to slaughter somebody. Sometimes it's more of a, maybe you'll get hit by a car, but it is always present there. That's how they talk. They are religious zealots who do not share your morality at all. They view anybody who strays from their religion as a heretic who kind of deserves to die for being a traitor to the religion, holding back the religion. It's how they think. Almost every evil religion has gone this route at some point, and that has happened to America's Democrat Party. Violence is simply part of it. They have been taught over and over and over again. It's been beaten into their heads, this endless Nazi rhetoric garbage.
Swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you. Thank you so much.
And the ones who aren't calling you Nazi are calling you a threat to democracy.
MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy.
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's, to me, that's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. The rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
And as a result, Democrats, young and old, who consume this on the news and consume it on social media, having been conditioned with this for 10 years, have now gotten to the place where, well, if he dies, it'd be a good thing. We all watched Charlie Kirk get shot in the throat on camera. This was the immediate response from MSNBC.
Charlie Kirk is a divisive figure, polarizing, lightning rod, whatever term you want to use.
Hey, kind of had it coming. Pretty divisive. It's how they talk. Not just ones on MSNBC. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life talks like that too. Everyone knows it now. All right. Speaking of doctors, did you know that doctors developed Relief Factor? Did you know that? Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, as you know, but it wasn't just some kook. Doctors developed it. They knew that the body, your body's trying to fight the inflammation that causes you pain, the daily chronic pain. They knew that some people, most people, especially as you get older, you need help with that. That's what Relief Factor does. It's support for your body's response to inflammation. your path to being pain-free. It leads through Relief Factor. You're a phone call away, a website visit away. You take it every day for 3 weeks. 3 weeks if it's $19.95. 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And as Dr. Jesse Friday, we're going to get back to more and more of these questions here in just a moment. Jesse, he guy says, actually, hey, pony or Bronco or Mustang, whatever you are this week. You know, it's not very nice. Do you think if 9/11 happened today, we would get the same coming together moment we had back then? With the division today in our country, I think the commies would celebrate. What say you? Oh, of course. There is something that has noticeably taken place in the United States of America. You know, every period of time doesn't march at the same pace. That's not how things work at all. There are periods of time where things march slowly, and then there are periods of time for a variety of different reasons where things accelerate. In the 2000s, you could really argue it kind of started with Barack Obama. There has been an acceleration of anti-Americanism. There has been an acceleration of communism that has moved so, so rapidly. Remember this. Remember this. Barack Obama, committed communist Barack Obama, America hater Barack Obama, is on camera during his presidential election speaking out against gay marriage. Speaking out against gay marriage. Let me ask you something. How many members of the Republican Party today, not the left, we'll set the left aside for a minute. How many members of the Republican Party today will speak out publicly against gay marriage? Not very many. That was the Democrat position, and that's not very long ago. Obama was president from 08 to 2016. Oh, you have it, Chris? Okay, play.
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian.
That was Barack Obama. That's not ancient history. 08 to 16, he was the president. Today, not only does every single Democrat, every elected Democrat in the United States of America publicly has the stance that you can change into a woman if you chop your penis off. They have special flags for that stance, and major medical organizations in the country have the exact same stance. We have children's hospitals, the biggest, most prestigious children's hospitals in the world, who will take in your teenage girl and chop her breasts off. That is an acceleration that is stunning. You have lived through, if you've been alive, this, which obviously you have, this last 10, 15 years, you've lived through an acceleration, I would argue, that has not been seen in this country since the 60s. The radical 60s, the movement of the 60s, that's the last time the communists were able to accelerate things as rapidly as they did. After they went through that, things kind of slowed down a bit. And then you get things like the Reagan administration. They're really going to slow things down a bit. But the communists was still marching, much slower, but marching through the institutions and marching through the institutions. And then Barack Obama got elected. But remember, while Obama was coming and after he was elected, the communist was slowly but surely paving that road by infiltrating our institutions. We just didn't see it. It wasn't obvious yet. Social media wasn't around yet to make it obvious. They were already marching through the IRS. They were already marching through the media, through Hollywood, through the university system, through the church. The communist was already marching, paving that road. And along comes Barack Obama, a born and bred genuine American hater. He doesn't pretend. He's not Chuck Schumer. He really hates the place. And he put that bad boy into overdrive. And he did that in part by installing committed communists everywhere he could in the government, and he had 8 years to do it. He did it so well. He was so purposeful about he would abandon traditional Washington bureaucrats, kind of normie types, and he would go grab the most radical America haters he could find from college campuses in the communist movement, and he installed them all over the government. Now they promote other ones like that, who promote other ones like that. What, Chris? Chris said, didn't his pastor say he wasn't radical enough? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Barack Obama is born and bred for this. Remember, one of his mentors, Frank Marshall Davis, had a communist membership card. We have his communist membership number. That's what we're dealing with now. What we've dealt with is an acceleration. An acceleration. Now, the question is, how do we stop it? In the very least, slow it down. This is what I've warned. That killer is not the last. There are others. Right now. They're online plotting. Right now. They're discussing who the next one is. I've seen thread after thread after thread after thread everywhere. They're plotting it. They're planning it. They will get another one. You know that, right? They will. And probably another one after that. Please remember, the day we had on Wednesday, we almost had in Butler, Pennsylvania a year ago. That's two in a year. You don't think that's it, right? They're not done. They're fighting a war. They've been told over and over and over again that they're fighting against white supremacists, that they're fighting against fascists. Look. Here's what was written on the shell casings.
Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point."
Hey fascist, catch. It was Dome with Anderson Cooper.
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Lots of them. Still out there. Remember that. Remember to switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk, too. Remember that corporate America was infiltrated and infected exactly like the government was. Just like the media was, corporate America didn't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is another thing that has accelerated in recent years. They're not sitting around on the sidelines. They're not taking that we don't do politics stance. No, 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 no. They do politics and they do it for them, not for us. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they are knee-deep involved. And what the worst part is it's our money. And I've had all three. I've had AT&T. It was the first one I ever had. Then I had Verizon. The most recent one was T-Mobile. I've had all three. I've been paying for the communist movement in America. I switched to Pure Talk, though. Our entire family switched. Our bill got cut in half. And we support the company that's run by a Vietnam veteran. A company so patriotic they hire American citizens. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. Today's the day to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.